AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a lot to clean up in Florida from Hurricane Milton. At least 5 people have died. 340 people had to be rescued. Governor Ron DeSantis says Milton was not as bad as the previous storm.
Definitely the surge did not reach Helene levels. I mean, Helene was producing major surge all across the west coast of Florida, and then in the Big Bend, it was just biblical.
In Palmetto, Florida, Milton blew the roof off Natasha Dupree's house.
My husband was crying, I was crying, because we just couldn't believe it, because like he's from here, he grew up here, and he's like, it's never hit home. You know, so it goes around, little water damage, but never this bad.
Milton spared Tampa a direct hit. President Biden is again blasting his predecessor over spreading false information about federal hurricane response. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
For days, the White House has admonished Donald Trump and others over false claims, like saying FEMA's assistance is capped at $750. That's actually an immediate need payment for urgent requirements like food and diapers.
They got to stop this. They're being so damn un-American with the way they're talking about this stuff.
Asked if he plans to talk with Trump and urge him to stop.
Are you kidding me?
And then look straight to the TV cameras.
Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 22 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes that hit 2 different areas in central Beirut. The Justice Department says Canada-based TD Bank will pay about $3 billion in a historic settlement over allegations the financial institution's lax practices allowed significant money laundering over multiple years. Stocks finished lower. The Dow down 57 points. This is AP News. Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial has been set for May 5th. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Sean Diddy Combs hugged his lawyers as he entered a New York courtroom on Thursday in his first appearance before Judge Arun Subramanian, who will preside over his trial. One of the issues discussed was efforts by Combs' lawyers to exclude the video of Combs beating his girlfriend, singer Cassie, in a hotel hallway in 2016. Defense attorneys say the Department of Homeland Security leaked that video to CNN in May. Prosecutor Emily Johnson says the claim is baseless and an attempt to exclude a damning piece of evidence. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thomas Bowman, a congressional candidate who said he was tricked by Democrats into running as a spoiler in a competitive House race in Minnesota, suspended his campaign and endorsed his Republican rival. An AP investigation found an array of Democrats are secretly driving the effort. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.